Hello?
Oh, John.
Yes?
We are christening the twins tomorrow morning, so will you come?
Sure thing, Daddy. What have you decided to name them?
Well, I'd rather let it be a surprise, old man.
Oh, of course.
I have a little work to do in the garage. There's quite a problem with the baby carriage.
Carriage? You have one carriage for both of them?
I will have as soon as I'm through. I'm converting the one I used for Robespierre. They're practically impossible to buy, you know.
Are they?
Oh, yes. But I think I can fix up the old buggy. It's in fairly good shape, and the rubber's like new. Just have to widen it a little.
Oh.
So, see you tomorrow, John. So long.
Goodbye, Daddy. Poor Daddy. I bet he never thought he'd have to put rumble seats on a baby carriage.
Let's have a look here. I could knock out one side and put in a wider board. No, wouldn't balance. I'll have to knock out both sides. Oh, this stuff is like steel.
How, Daddy?
Snooks, leave this garage at once. Go on. Oh, look, you've got your slippers all black.
I ain't wearing any slippers, Daddy.
Well, don't tell me your feet are that color.
No, it's my socks.
Well, why didn't you put some shoes on?
I did. They're under the socks.
Have you gone insane, child? Nobody wears their socks over their shoes.
I do.
And what on earth for?
So nobody can hear me when I snoop around.
Well, I don't want you snooping around here. It's past your bedtime and I have work to do.
I want to help you.
No.
I want to help you.
I don't need any help.
Well, I won't be much help, Daddy.
I know you won't. That's why I want you to go to sleep.
Oh, you keep waking me up with that hammering.
Well, I won't hammer anymore.
Why?
Because it keeps you awake.
But I like it.
Now, look here, Snooks. I've got to get this carriage fixed tonight so I can use it in the morning.
Are we getting some more babies?
No, we're not getting any more babies.
Why?
Now, that's none of your business. Did you get out of bed just to torment me?
No, Daddy. I love you, Daddy.
All right, let me work. I have to enlarge this buggy so the twins will fit in it.
They'll fit in it.
No, they won't. Not without mashing them.
Well, mash them, I'll get the potato masher on.
Don't get anything. Except out of here. This perambulator was only made for one child. And a small one at that.
One of them can ride in it.
What about the other one?
Let him push it.
Snooks, your suggestions are not only impractical, but impudent. I'll thank you not to offer any more.
You're welcome, Daddy.
This thing takes a bit of figuring. The carriage is only 22 inches wide, and each one of the kids is 10 inches across.
Across where?
Across the widest part.
Oh, you mean?
Yes. So there's only one thing to do, and that's to widen the carriage.
Well, you couldn't make it longer.
Oh, that wouldn't help. It's got to be wider. Here, let's see.
Let's see.
22 inches. Two six-inch boards.
Six-inch
Take those lug screws.
Six-inch
Put a brace underneath. Oh, stop it. I'm trying to work this out.
I got it, Daddy.
Got what?
Make a double-decker.
A double-decker?
Yeah.
The child on the bottom would suffocate.
Yeah, okay.
Unless I made a window in the side.
Then it would leak. When it rained.
Yes, and that's no good.
Yeah.
No, the only way for the twins to be comfortable is to insert a board on either side.
Of the twins?
No, of the carriage. The first thing I have to do is kick in those slats.
Shall I go get them, Daddy?
Get what?
The twins.
Well, what do I want the twins for?
So you can kick them in the slats.
I mean the slats in the buggy. I can't understand why your every thought about the twins contains some wish for violence. Is it because you're jealous of the attention we give them?
Maybe it is, and maybe it ain't.
Well, if it is, you'd better get over it. Because I don't show favoritism towards any of you. I treat you all alike.
No, you don't. When I bite my nails, you spank me.
Well?
Well, when those kids put their whole foot in their mouth, you think it's cute.
Oh, nonsense.
Yeah,
go to bed and let me fix this carriage.
Come I buy the twins a present, Daddy?
Well, certainly. What would you like to buy them?
A rattler.
A rattler? Why, that's a venomous snake. You mean a rattle, don't you? Don't you?
Do I?
Well, you'd better. Yes, I'll give you some money tomorrow, and then you can buy them a rattle. It'll be a nice present for their christening.
Huh?
They're going to be christened in the morning.
What's that?
That's the naming ceremony. Remember last week in the newsreel you saw the lady christen that big boat?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tomorrow the twins get christened.
Who's going to hit them with the bottle?
Nobody hits them with a bottle.
Why?
Because they don't. This is a religious ceremony. We all have to go through it. And it takes place in church.
Do the angels do it?
Yes.
Did you get me from the angels, Daddy?
Yes.
And Rope? And Rope's the angel?
Yes, he came from the angels, too.
Well, how come they send you twins this time?
They're working on a swing shift. Go to bed.
Then I'll go with you in the morning.
I'll think about it. Lately, you haven't been showing much of a pious streak, though. I hesitate taking you to church.
I didn't do nothing.
That's the trouble. I notice every morning at the table when I say grace, you have your eyes open.
How do you know?
I didn't tell you. And you never pay any attention to those important words I say when we sit down to eat.
Yes, I do.
Well, what do I say before we start?
Go easy on the sugar, kids.
I do not. Not until after grace. And since we're on the subject of piety, I might as well let you know that you're not fooling me about saying your prayers.
Hmm?
For the last three nights, you haven't said your prayers at all.
I don't have to.
Why not?
I got a rabbit's foot.
Oh, what a horrible excuse. Young lady, let me warn you. You'd better not put your faith in a rabbit's foot.
It's lucky, Daddy.
Oh, it is, eh?
Yeah.
That rabbit had four of them. And where is he? Throw it away. Just rely on your prayers.
Yes, Daddy, I'll be good.
All right, now run along, and I might take you to the christening tomorrow.
What's your name going to be, Daddy?
Will you promise not to breathe a word until it's all over?
I promise.
Well, I'm calling the boy Plato. After my cousin, who was a great philosopher.
Plato Higgins?
Yes. Of course, I've decided to give the girl a rather elaborate name, but nothing ostentatious. Her name is Hibiscus.
Why'd you give him such funny names, Daddy?
Funny?
Yeah.
What's funny about Plato and Hibiscus? They're beautiful names. They're certainly not funnier than Robespierre and Lancelot.
Who's he?
Me, of course. It's a distinguishing mark of the Higgins family to give their offspring unique first names. That explains Robespierre and Plato and Hibiscus.
What explains me?
The less said about that, the better. Now go back in the house and let me finish this work on the baby buggy.
No, I don't think you should call the boy Pluto, Daddy.
Plato. And it doesn't matter to me whether you like it or not. That's going to be his name. So beat it.
Then I want you to fix the carriage.
No, it'll take too long.
Now, why don't you buy a new one?
In the first place, you can't buy new ones. And in the second place, this carriage is an heirloom. I got it from my father when you were born.
Did I ride in it?
After I fixed it up, I've tried to modernize it with each child. When you were born, I put on this handbrake.
It's like a car, ain't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when Robespierre came along, I put on those balloon tires and the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
After I widen it for the twins, I'll add another accessory.
Like what?
Well, I haven't decided yet. At any rate, I always add something new for each child.
Daddy.
What?
I think you ought to get a stoplight.
Good night, Snooks.
Good night, Daddy.